Deborah Roque's Creator's Corner, Mystic Talk Podcast with Bobby Hsu. In this month's Creator's Corner, we honor the Mystic Talk Podcast with Bobby Hsu. Bobby was kind enough to invite me onto his show a few months back. We talked about paranormal experiences, UFO encounters, and ancient alien technology. Bobby's podcast deviates a bit from regular paranormal podcasts in that it focuses on the more spiritual side of the paranormal. Yes, the spiritual is just as paranormal as all the spooky stuff. I argue that the paranormal is a spiritual calling from the universe, but we'll leave that for a later article. Mystic Talk may focus on the more spiritual aspects of life and ourselves, but it is a varied show that features a range of topics from aliens, religion, conspiracies, parallel universes, ghosts, hauntings, spirituality, and anything else that falls under the mystic umbrella. Bobby's interest in the paranormal and spiritual began young, although he did not fully develop it until his 30s. Before then, Bobby was an aspiring actor and filmmaker. He acted from a young age, but his big break never came. That didn't damper his ambitions. On the contrary, Bobby considers it a blessing. As an adult, he realized that fame isn't what he wanted so much as job security. Bobby prefers a quiet and more introverted lifestyle, a stark contrast to that of a movie star. The Mystic Talk podcast didn't begin until Bobby had a powerful revelation after being charged with a DUI. While it was a shameful experience, he now believes it's the best thing to have happened to him. A friend gave his wise advice, "Don't get comfortable," and he began to ask for signs to show him the way. The universe delivered. Life began to take a turn for the better. He became sober. He resonated with Shirley MacLaine's autobiographical book, Out on a Limb, where she details her spiritual journey. And though he didn't read the book, he did watch the miniseries, which he happened to stumble on. He took this as a sign that he was on the right path. He left the idea of being in show business, but still wanted to do something creative and artistic and go into his business for himself, thus the creation of Mystic Talk. The truth is that Bobby always felt a connection to the paranormal, which led him to where he is now. As a child, Bobby had a few paranormal experiences that impacted him and made him wonder about our reality. One instance happened when he was in first grade. His mom picked him up from school, as she normally did, and they went to 7-Eleven for his regular Slurpee and choice of candy. It was a quick stop. As they turned onto his street, Bobby began to feel very unsettled, but he couldn't understand why. They pulled into their driveway when Bobby saw the shadow of a car on the garage door. It got bigger and bigger. He realized it wasn't their car. A truck trapped them in their driveway. That's when his mom made a beeline through their yard back to the road, where they were chased for miles until they lost the truck. They made it back home okay. Bobby knew just before it all went down that something wasn't right. His intuition warned him, and it wouldn't be the last time. One night, he was in bed with his mom, about to sleep. His father worked at the fire station and wasn't home. Bobby was staring at the ceiling, trying to nod off, and unexpectedly felt uneasy. Something was off. Something eerie was near. Again, he didn't understand what or why. That is until he and his mom heard a chilling tap on their front door. His mom immediately called for help. They soon realized there were six men trying to enter their home. It wasn't long before the police arrived and chased the perpetrators down the street. Bobby not only felt things, he saw things as well. He woke up once to the silhouette of two people outside his window talking about him, and was immediately scared because he didn't understand how they knew him or who they were. Another night, Bobby woke up to get a snack from the kitchen when he heard the sound of a vacuum. He looked toward the room across the kitchen and saw a leather suitcase floating vertically. The suitcase floated through the home and had a cord hanging from it. That's what was making that horrible noise. Bobby ran to his mother's room, and as soon as he saw the suitcase come into the room, he blacked out. As an adult, Bobby had an experience that would mark him. He was out one night with his roommate and friend in Brooklyn. They were on foot and had to cross a particularly rough patch of town to get home. Due to this, he didn't want it to get too late before they left the venue. However, that didn't happen. He was walking home late with his roommate through this shady part of town when suddenly a man grabbed him. Bobby was scared because he didn't know if the man was going to pull a gun or a knife or hit him. He froze, not knowing what to do. Suddenly, the man released him. Bobby didn't hesitate and went straight home. It wasn't until they got home that his roommate told him that Bobby was lucky that the other man was there. Bobby was confused. What other man? His friend described a man who was standing across the street, dressed in all white, muscular, Polish, Viking-like. He definitely looked like he didn't belong. It was that mysterious man who exchanged a look and words with the aggressor until the aggressor let go. However, Bobby never saw or heard him. Until this day, Bobby has no idea who it was, though he believes it could have been a guardian or angel protecting him. These paranormal experiences have made Bobby realize that something bigger was at play in our universe. Mystic Talk is his way of tapping into these paranormal mysteries with openness and curiosity. He hopes that whoever listens to his show inspires people to slam on the proverbial brakes and take a second to consider life and all its mystical conundrums and our role within it. He believes that we should return to our inner child and explore our intuition and paranormal experiences to help us better tune in with ourselves and our physical and mystical environments. Another way that Bobby connects with his more creative and intuitive traits is through writing. See, Bobby feels he was reincarnated. Since he was young, he has been drawn to the glitz and awe of the Hollywood Golden Age, hence his early acting career. At 15 years old, Bobby felt an urge to visit the house of Joan Crawford. There he felt a sense of déjà vu, a knowing and belonging. It wasn't until he began Mystic Talk that he pieced his similarities with the late actress. He knows people will dismiss and scoff at this notion, but he truly feels a connection. You can listen more about it in episode 12. His connection with Joan Crawford is so strong that he was inspired to write a book. The book is based on this past life where Joan Crawford passes and becomes Norman Muller. The story takes place in the summer of 1989 and surrounds Norman, his best friend, and his future partner. It's a three-part series that explores a parallel universe where the main characters get to meet their future selves, similar to the classic Dickens Ghost of Christmas Past. If this piques your interest, then be sure to stay tuned into Mystic Talk for any updates on the Mystic Saga series. Until then, continue to explore the paranormal and mystical questions of our universe by tuning in to the Mystic Talk podcast. Episodes drop every Monday and Friday only on Spotify. Be sure to support Bobby by leaving a review on Spotify and following him on Instagram @Mystic Talk.